My name is Christian Payne, Documentally Online, documentally.com.
What was being discussed here tonight at the Frontline Club?
Interesting question. Tonight, it was primarily meant to be a discussion around apps used in protest situations. It seemed to steer more towards journalists and the journalistic use of citizens using said apps. There was a number of different apps that were mentioned. I was quite interested in the app called Suki, which enabled you to get information when on the ground, something that's very difficult to do when you are in a situation where bandwidth might be limited, chaos and noise is all around you as everybody's tweeting what's happening where. So in many ways, for me, it was interesting to hear about how the news of what's happening in your immediate vicinity could be curated and talked about and then sent to you via a particular app. There was also another app which was only glanced upon, an Obscura Cam, and that enables you to pixelate somebody's face moments after it being taken. It also strips, I believe, any EXIF data, so the person who took the photograph can't be identified later on. But we also talked about maintaining connectivity, keeping your devices charged, how to get information out of war zones, difficult places where infrastructure may not be normal.
What was the point of all this discussion ultimately? I mean, how would that benefit you?
I guess it's not about benefiting the individual, more about raising awareness of individuals and their human rights issues. When regimes try to shut down cities, areas, to stop the news getting out, it might well be down to the citizen journalist, for want of a better term, or the individual who has the ability to, whilst in a protest, record video, audio, photographs, and then get that out to the news agencies or just to the general public, or ideally to the decision makers who can see what is going on.
And what's the downside?
The downside is traceability back to the origins. The downside is that, you know, you do have to be careful. Individuals sharing information from regimes that regularly vanish people are putting themselves directly in the firing line by allowing your MAC address or your IP address to be tagged or connected to any signal or media that comes from your mobile device. You're effectively saying, here I am, come and get me. Social media and social technology tools are just as good at disseminating information but also leading people to the source of that information. I guess not so much the apps, because they're quite a new thing, but for me, the systems of disseminating multimedia. The most regular experience for me is being, believe it or not, stopped by the British police, and on some occasions having photographs during protests deleted from my camera, which is illegal. But you know, there was a time when people weren't as clued up as to what the laws were. So I remember blogging a number of years ago now about how, you know, protect your content, stream it, and by using an iFi card in a device with a mobile Wi-Fi hotspot in my backpack connected to a battery, as I'm taking photographs, they could be streamed to the web so that if somebody did stop, confiscate my camera and try and delete the images, they're already in 10 different online places. So that's my most regular kind of experience.
Okay.